During the first part of our show, this is really a serious topic, one that I have been talking about for many, many years. I won't even give the date. We're going to go to Colorado right now. We're going to spend some time with Julie Burkhart. She's the president of Wellspring Health Access. And in my mind, she's a hero. The state of Louisiana, backwards as they may be, have a proposed law that would make be the first in the nation to make medicated abortion illegal. I'm blown away. Julie, welcome to Late Night Health.
Hi, I'm happy to be here with both of you.
I'm really interested. And I said this to you before we started. If I break my leg, is it anybody else's business?
Well, no. One would hope that you would get immediate medical attention from a health facility. You would have your leg set, it would heal, and then you could go back to your normal activities. And that is the same with abortion care, that you should be able to access abortion care freely and make that choice for yourself with a qualified medical professional.
I don't think anybody really likes abortion. I mean, it's surgery for one thing, okay? And if I were a woman and still had my I would be a baby and I don't like the idea of surgery, okay? Forget anything else. There are complications, but again, it's my leg. It's my ovary. It's my uterus. It's my vagina. Am I wrong on
Right.
this?
No. And, people have abortions for a variety of reasons. Some people want to continue their education, or they're not prepared or don't want to be a parent. Maybe they already completed their families. Maybe their economic situation at the time or their partnership with the other person is not suited for child rearing. Then there also are cases where there are maternal health and fetal indications where it is, in the best interest of the woman, of the pregnant person, and the fetus to have an abortion. It is a procedure that is not comfortable, but the risk of adverse health outcomes, it's less than one half of 1% in the first trimester. And that's when most people have abortions, is in the first trimester. After that, as you go upwards, the risk is about 2%. So a very safe procedure as well.
Here in Thousand Oaks, we have a Planned Parenthood, and almost every day, almost, there are at least one or two, maybe more protesters, which boggles my mind because Planned Parenthood, I think it's 98% of what they do has nothing to do with abortion. It has to do with family health care. Why are so many people upset about the term abortion, one, in your mind?
Well, people have, I will say, I guess most kindly, misplaced concern. This is a misplaced, well, people like to meddle. This is about power. This is about power. And, the folks who, unfortunately, we see this at clinics all across the nation, protesters out on the sidewalks, some protesters turn to violence. We had an arson at our clinic in Wyoming, in May of 2022. So just about 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years in 4 days. And, other clinics have faced invasions, cars driving into clinics, vandalism. And, you
I
know,
don't mean to interrupt. Well,
oh,
yes, I
no.
do. But what they're saying is they can kill, they can maim, they can burn, but they don't want to have somebody perform an abortion where we're not even sure that that it's a living being. It's not a living being yet.
Well, and so this is where it comes down to, you know, who is going to make these decisions? I come out on the side of, and a lot of people in the United States come out on the side of, it's between the woman, the pregnant person, and their healthcare provider. It's their decision to make on their own about what will happen to their body. And that does not require the opinion of anti-choice zealots, people who stand out on sidewalks and protest, who pass anti-choice laws. It has to be left to the person who is pregnant.
I did some research over the weekend, and there is some kind of I guess a dichotomy of when life begins. And many of these people are very religious, and follow the Old and the New Testament, right? But I checked the Old Testament, and according to the Old Testament, life doesn't begin until the first breath. To my eye, the fetuses are not breathing. Any thoughts on that?
Well, and this is where, you know, religion, religious belief, you know, this ideology has no place in the abortion debate, because this is an area where we will all just, you know, there's never going to be a consensus. There's always going to be disagreement. What I believe is surely different from what you believe to what the other person, you know, believes. And so this is why religion must be left out of this, which unfortunately we're not at that place in this country. But this has led to many of our anti-choice laws being passed in this country. This religion has led to the downfall of Roe. If you look at who is sitting on the United States Supreme Court and what they
I'd rather
injected,
not.
well, right. Yes. So.
I think that first of all, I've said this on the show many times. I don't think a human being is a human being until they're 40. They're a fetus up until that point. I don't know if you agree or disagree with that, but I think that they're still forming.
Yes, absolutely. The learning curve throughout one's life is steep, and it keeps going for many, many years. So, you know, adulthood at 18 is certainly not the case, and I think I'm personally still growing up.
I know that I am. And to think that somebody can go and they can't drink at 18, but they can go and fight in the army makes no sense. All right. We're going to take some time out. Julie will be back with us in just a couple of seconds. Our guest is Julie Burkhardt, president of Wellspring Health Access. We'll have some information on how you can find out more about that on our website at latenighthealth.com. That's latenighthealth.com. Lots going on over there, by the way. And you'll see pretty pictures of not only Julie, but me and even Daryl. Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. We're talking about something that's very controversial. I'm being very political. I'm being politically correct, in my opinion. If you don't like it, you can write us. Let me know. Yell at me. I don't care. This, to me, is the right thing to do. It's a woman's body. It's a man's body. Whatever they do, I mean, Let's outlaw tattoos. I mean, this is, Julie, you don't have a tattoo, do you?
I actually do not.
Okay.
I might be the last person in America without one. So,
No, it would be me too. We'll be
okay.
good together because again, I don't like the pain. Besides, because I intend to live a long life, and if I had a tattoo and my skin sagged, it would look really, really ugly. Are you religious or spiritual in any way?
I'm spiritual. I'm a Unitarian Universalist, raised in the Unitarian Church since sixth grade. But I'm a very spiritual person, and and really look towards and to and focus on the goodness of the universe.
I think that, I mean, is this country a Christian country? Or do
Well,
people think, I'll rephrase that, or do people think that this is a Christian country?
there are definitely certain people who think that this is a Christian country, who want this to be a Christian country. We've definitely seen more of that resurgence over the last 8 years in this country. But at the end of the day, we are not. We are a country made up of many, many, many different religious and spiritual beliefs, and those beliefs need to be honored. And that's I will say the one thing that I love about Unitarianism is it really honors the different beliefs that people have, and that we can have different beliefs and we can still live in a positive society and be good and kind to each other.
I think the founding fathers would be Unitarians today. They were deists, okay? They believed in something bigger than themselves, but not necessarily in Christianity. And that's almost all of them. Why are you so passionate about this issue of abortion?
Well, I am passionate about this issue because, well, one, my mother introduced me to feminist thought when I was a child. I grew up learning about feminism and women's rights. I come from a rural part of the United States, northern Oklahoma, and
You don't
seeing,
sound it, by the way.
yeah, well, I've lived away from there for quite a while, just seeing in places across the United States where people don't have access to any health care, period, where people struggle to access that quality care. It's important that every person in this country have access to abortion care, no matter where you live. And so that's one of the things that drives me and that I'm passionate about is bringing services to people in those underserved areas, because we all deserve quality health care, access to abortion care. That is the only way we're going to reach equality in this country is if all people can control their bodies themselves.
And at the same time, by the way, we need to revamp, in my opinion, healthcare in general. I mean, going in for a routine procedure that should cost $2,500 and seeing the cost on insurance at 20 doesn't make sense to me. And it's terrible. And of course, the insurance companies are making a lot of money right now. Do you have children?
I do. I have a daughter. I have a daughter, and she has two children, so I have two grandchildren.
And these are the shining stars of your life, are they not?
They are. She's the light of my life, and the grandchildren are as well. So, yeah, we've got it pretty good.
If they had been aborted, you wouldn't have known them,
Nope.
right?
I would not have, no.
How can you mesh, if you will, your belief in a woman's right to do what she wants with her body, from tattoos to abortion, to maybe not having had your daughter or your grandkids?
Yeah. Well, this reminds me of a quote from Dr. Tiller. He had who was my former boss. He said, and I'm going to loosely paraphrase here, but he said, abortion is not a medical matter. Abortion is not a matter of the mind. Abortion is a matter of the heart. And until you can understand the heart of a woman, you will know nothing, will not understand abortion at all. And so I think, going back to, if my daughter, for example, had wanted to have an abortion, one, I hope she would feel that she could talk to me about it. But I would have stood by her because that's her choice. And it's not my choice to make for her whether she wants to parent or not. Now she's chosen parenthood and she's very good at it. But that would have been her choice. And I was single when I got pregnant. And I had people asking me if I was going to have an abortion because I was single. And the minute I thought I was pregnant and then took that pregnancy test, there is no way you could have gotten me to have an abortion. I wanted to have a baby. Now, if it would have been at any other time in my life, maybe I would have had an abortion, but I wanted to have a baby. And so that's what I did. So I think it's to, honoring the decision making and that people have the ability to make decisions for themselves and make good decisions.
Before we end our time together, two things. One, keep in touch, okay? And I'm
Yes.
doing that so that everybody can know that I'm saying this. And two, as things happen, please reach out to me, because I want you back, okay?
I would love to talk with you more. It's been a pleasure.
We only have a little bit of time. In a small town in Illinois, you happen to be a partner of Hope Clinic. Tell us about Hope Clinic quickly.
Oh, Hope Clinic is a pivotal clinic. Since we're in Southern Illinois, right across from St. Louis, we see about 700 to 800 patients a month. Since Roe fell, it has forced people up from the South, from the Midwest. That's where we predominantly see patients. But that's a very high volume clinic, very, pivotal. The clinic in Casper, Wyoming, which is Wellspring, we're lower volume, but we serve all the people, people who are coming from the banned states surrounding Wyoming.
We will have links to both places on our website. We are out of time. I'm going to say this again. I think Julie Burkhart is a hero. She's the president of Wellspring Health Access and a co-owner of Hope Clinic, and she will be back, and we will make it sure that that's very soon.